Ron, thanks for joining us. Obviously, you are managing editor of Real Asset Impact and also chair of the Senior Housing and Healthcare Association. So it'd be interesting to pick up on your conversations there in Cannes during MIPIM. Some of the key takeaways from those areas, because for sure, ESG and impact was a major topic there, but also a lot of discussion around living and, of course, senior living as part of that.
Yeah, let's start with ESG, Richard, because to my opinion, sustainability is really on the momentum. I think there's a tipping point. We have the EU taxonomy, the CSRD in place, and also all the energy building directives. And I think it's really a game changer at the moment in a positive way, because a lot of investment managers are aware of their road to Paris, working on a roadmap, and it's all about data. So when we had chats with a lot of members of Impact, I think data could be the, let's say, the road to align. And I think alignment is extremely important. And yeah, I think all over Europe, parties are trying to boost their existing portfolio. And when you look at the new build facilities, yeah, they try to outperform. And of course, it's all related to the articles like 7 and 9 funds. And yeah, I think this momentum is awesome. So I'm very positive from that point of view. Also, when I look at the CAPEX initiatives, a lot of parties are very determined to invest and to boost their existing stock because of valuation. And valuation is, of course, very important to justify investments.
And obviously, in terms of the senior living side, there was a summit there as well with EPRA, Ron.
Yeah, it was great. There was a healthcare workshop, and I was delighted to be in the panel. It was actually a program of 2 hours, fully packed, 200 people in the room, healthcare professionals all over the world. There was a great keynote by Primonial, and then we had two panel discussions. One was more focused on investments. The second one was on the operational side. I was in the second one, and it was interesting to see that finally we're talking about a mainstream asset class, and it was very in depth, also with a great moderation. And we are finally at the moment where we have a good conversation about both the propco side but also the opco side, because scarcity in personnel is still a main challenge in healthcare. But we are also highlighting the more resi side of the market, because later living, integrated retirement communities, that's really important topic. When you look at longevity, it's extremely important to empower older adults. And I think it was a great conversation with parties from the UK, the REITs, Cofinimmo was on the panel. Well, I think it was a Champions League conversation about our asset class. And when I look at SHA, we had drinks with our members. It's all about alignment also within the senior living space. So the operators, the investors, but also policymakers. And I think that's the next step. And that will be also one of the topics of our second summit in Brussels in June, is how can we create a level playing field with clear, let's say, directives on the policy making side? Because when we need business, we need clarity. And I think consistency is very important to boost also investments in this asset class. And that's maybe one, let's say, a little bit of a concern from my side. When I look at all the geographies, for example, Germany, they are really concerned about deal flow. But for example, on the other hand, when I look at UK or Nordics or also in France, I think people are recovering and they are much more positive about 24. So that's my key takeaway, that there is a diversity all over Europe. But in general, people are very positive about the asset class, also because we are outperforming on ESG and especially the social impact side.
Yeah, and I had a number of conversations on the sidelines there in Cannes with investors who are actively looking at that kind of senior living market, whether the more affordable side or the more luxury end of that. And that's the first time that has happened, where there's been a number of those conversations happening. So really interesting to see that momentum, both in terms of the ESG impact side, as well as the senior living and healthcare side. Thanks very much, Ron.